I'm Jamin Anderson for KISU. Just before Thanksgiving, I had a chance to speak with Pastor Star Reardon of United Church of Christ and Jim Miriani, who's with the Pocatello Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, to talk about the Alternative Gift Market and International Fair Trade Craft and Bake Sale scheduled for this Saturday, December 7th. I began by asking Star to explain the idea behind the Alternative Gift Market.
Alternative Gift Market gives you an opportunity to buy a gift in someone's name and help people around the world. So, for instance, I could buy Jim a gift of sea turtles and help the research and conservation of the sea turtles. And then he would get a card that says, you know, there's a turtle with your name on it.
I love
you know,
it.
That kind of thing. But it allows you to put your money into something that is both relational for your friend, but then also that's going to have some long-term sustainability. What's neat about Alternative Gift is that they will vet every organization that they support every single year.
Star, can you help me set the stage? So help me imagine what this looks like, the Alternative Gift Market. Where is it held, and describe the scene?
Okay, it's located at the First Congregational United Church of Christ, 309 North Garfield, and we're going to hold it in our gym. There'll be food you can buy, snacks, and great coffee, fair trade coffee, of course. And the gym will just be packed with tables and banners and all kinds of things. Lots of activity. A Christmas tree with fair trade ornaments that people can buy. It's going to be beautiful.
So what date does this take place?
December 7th.
December 7th.
And it's 9 to 3.
Talk about some of the local vendors.
So we have both these international tables that support, whether it's livestock or expectant moms. There's bicycles for doctors and nurses and teachers. But then we also have local 501c3 organizations that come in and project themselves, and you can support each of them. And we have things like Too Great for Hate. They do it every year. Zonta, the Idaho Food Bank, CASA, the Pocatello Free Clinic. Lots of our local organizations, and you can give money to them, still get a card back that says that you gave this gift in somebody's name.
Very nice. Jim, will you talk about the craft end of things at the Alternative Gift Market?
Right. So over a number of years, the crafts are supplied by this organization called 10,000 Villages, but they no longer send out crafts on consignment. So we moved to a newer organization called SERV, S-E-R-R-V. They do a very similar, they have a similar mission. So they send us what we order, basically, what we think people will want to buy in the holiday season. And of course, a lot of holiday gifts.
Absolutely.
It's all homemade and supports the local artisans across the third world, basically, you know,
okay.
Africa, South America. Various places. And so when they come into the hall around the edges of the gym will be the booths that Star just talked about. But in the center under the canopies will be tables of crafts. And like you said, on the Christmas tree, there'll be some of the ornaments that people can look at and then buy. And there'll be jewelry in a jewelry stand. There'll be all these nativity scenes and creches and soaps and silks. And some toys.
You shouldn't have said nativity scenes. I have 24.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're going to cause marital strife. I might have to buy another one.
We have to collect something, right?
Yeah.
Are you saying you have a crush on the nativity
I have a
scenes?
Crush on the crush. Crush on the crush.
So, and also under the canopy will be the fair trade chocolate and coffee that the Unitarians are also selling. And, of course, all the money that is made goes back to either pay the artisans, and of course SERV will take a small cut for their administration, and it is small. And then they give us about a 10% cut just because we ran the event. And then we take that and we'll give that to a local organization.
Nice.
So it is not a fundraiser for the churches. It is for the community and for the greater world. And we do it, I don't know, why do we do it, Star?
Because we love it. And because both churches have a strong social justice view. This is one area that these two churches can work really well together. Theologically, we may not always agree on things, but when it comes to social justice, we are there. And so this is our public face to show how people can work together. It's great.
So we live in an era of a lot of consumerism, a lot of material goods, and really knowing where our goods are coming from, is that sort of the idea or part of the idea behind the alternative gift market?
I think so. But then also, it has a lot to do with relational giving. Okay. I know in our family, we're stepping back. We don't do Black Friday. We don't shop on Thanksgiving. We don't do Cyber Monday. We get together and do relational activities that we'll remember longer because we think those things matter. So we'll give a relational gift, whether it's homemade or we'll go to a concert like one that Jim's going to be in that night.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a busy
weekend.
Give
it a plug, Jim.
Well, the ISU, what is it, the Civic Symphony?
With the Camerata singers.
With the Camerata, which I sing in, and then the ISU choirs. And it's going to be this humongous stage full of 200 singers, something like that. I don't know. Don't hold me to that number. Plus the symphony and all this wonderful Christmas music. It's going to be quite the show. Yeah, so it's going to be a busy weekend for me. But
well, whatever holiday you celebrate this time of the year, you want it to be meaningful.
Sure.
And certainly the alternative gift market and Serve will give you that opportunity because the gifts will matter and you'll be changing people's lives.
Well, that is why we do it.
That is.
And of course, we have forgotten the bake sale.
Woo, the bake sale.
I mean, this is what happens when you walk in the door. The first thing you are confronted with are choices of baked goods.
That's right.
So, Jim, you're asking for volunteers for this event. Tell us about that, please.
Yes, because it's such a large event, volunteers are needed to help hand out programs and help staff the booths or sell things.
Sure.
Yeah, so that we could always use volunteers.
What's the best way to get a hold of you?
They could call STAR, I suppose.
You could probably email me at pastor@ucccpocatello.org.
Okay, easy to remember.
And they can email me at jsm22553@yahoo.com.
Okay, great. So I've been in the studio with Jim Mariani and Pastor STAR Reardon. Thank you both for coming in today to talk about the alternative gift market and International Fair Trade Gift Shop.
Thank you for doing this. We really appreciate it, and we're hoping to get a good turnout.
Once again, that's this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 309 North Garfield in Pocatello.